This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping to turn New Mexico red next year. At a rally near Albuquerque last night, the president vowed he'll win the state. Trump lost it by 8 points in 2016. However, he said his policies have boosted the state's energy revenue since. Meanwhile, as he was holding a rally there, Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren was holding a campaign rally in New York, where she was talking about President Trump.
Donald Trump is corruption in the flesh. He's sworn to serve the people of the United States, but he only serves himself and his partners in corruption.
Negotiators for General Motors and the United Auto Workers getting together shortly to try to work out a new contract. It's day two of a strike against GM. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hurricane season far from over. In fact, it runs through November 1st, and in the Bahamas, people there are still dealing with a devastating blow from Hurricane Dorian. USA Radio's John Clemens with the update.
There are no fully operational hospitals in the Bahamas left devastated by the hurricane that began September 1st with 185 mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, one facility has been set up by Samaritan's Purse, providing care to 100 patients a day. Mark Green of the U.S. Agency for International Development gives us an update.
This team on the ground is providing urgently needed aid, including basic food, shelter, and health support. USAID is working across the interagency, including with Health and Human Services and the U.S. Northern Command and U.S. Coast Guard for logistical support and to augment search and rescue operations.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 143 points, the NASDAQ off 23 points, the S&P 500 down 9. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Even though the latest report in the New York Times totally bogus and unsubstantiated, some Democratic presidential candidates still calling for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
This comes in the face of a new investigated allegation of sexual misconduct when he was in college. During his testimony last year, Justice Kavanaugh denied all allegations of impropriety. Democratic presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Julian Castro are now calling for his impeachment. The president tweeted that Kavanaugh should start suing people for libel. If an impeachment happens, it would be for perjury to Congress, not for any allegations from decades ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A woman in California has her ring back after a very unusual night. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Jenna Evans recounted her situation on Facebook, and then it went viral and started getting lots of media attention. And here's the story. It seems last week she was dreaming that she was being chased by some villains and was forced to swallow her engagement
engagement ring to protect it. She says when she woke up, she realized she had actually swallowed her ring to protect it in her sleep. A gastroenterologist managed to retrieve the ring, and now it's safely back on her finger. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Constitution Day to you, a holiday meant to celebrate and commemorate September the 17th, 1787. Did you know that? It is the day the United States Constitution Convention signed the Constitution, recognizes both the United States Constitution and all those who have become American citizens. So pass it on to your fellow American citizen. Happy Constitution Day. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Mario DiMatteo joins us now, and Mario has an incredible story. Speaking of the U.S. Constitution, and I'm going to get into that in just a moment, during college, Mario was in a tragic diving accident that confined him to a wheelchair. And to hear the story, it reminds me a bit of, what Johnny Erickson Tada has experienced and Charles Krautheimer. And I mentioned Charles Krautheimer specifically, Mario, because what he was known to do, especially with, family events like the 4th of July, he would have his friends come over and they would read the U.S. Constitution. You know, they would all just read parts of it and share it around. And I thought that was really special. In fact, we started to pick up on that tradition and do that with our friends as well on the celebration of 4th of July. But, today being Constitution Day, maybe it's a good day to share the Constitution with one another. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a pretty great idea, and he was an inspiration to me. I remember watching him for years, even before I was in a wheelchair, and I never even knew he was in a wheelchair. They kind of hit him behind the table, but such an inspirational man. And then later on, when I found out that he also was in a diving accident, and a lot of our politics were aligned, so it was a very interesting and amazing man for me to look up to. So yeah, thanks for mentioning him.
Right.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, no, good to have you here. And by the way, I got to say, I was looking all over the place because I thought I had received your book already, but it was just delivered probably 5 minutes ago.
Awesome.
And I mean, and I'm sitting here, I'm going, oh, thank God. Thank God that it came in, because, I saw some illustrations of it, but to actually hold it in my hand and just see what a terrific job you have done with your book, Paul the Apostle, a graphic story Bible. I mean, this is incredible, Mario.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a long journey, and I really have to say it's all glory to God on this one. Without him, there'd be no comic book for sure.
Well, I love the description. They say you're a creative storyteller. That's obvious. A poet, a speaker, and an urban farmer. I mean, people would be really surprised to pull that into your description.
Yeah, the farming it's become a huge passion of mine. I think about maybe 10 years ago, my mom, I've been in a wheelchair now for about 15 years, and about maybe 10 or 12 years ago, my mom had brought over a tomato plant and thought it might interest me to grow a plant, and I'd never really grown anything before, and that plant grew really tall, and a friend of mine, one of my close brothers, came over, and the thing was out of control, and we both were kind of dealing with difficult times in our lives, and we saw this plant, and he said, I think we need to prune it, and he pruned it all up, and within a month, the thing was just bursting with tomatoes, and that was kind of the beginning of a love and passion for growing food and just being in nature. And I think it's one of the main ways that I commune with God, just in the morning, just out in the garden. So I really recommend it for anybody.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. You know, people ask me about, you know, my faith as well, Mario. I say, you can't wake up every morning and not believe there's a God. And here you are where you're working with plants and you see the miracle of God's creation and you're touching it and you're, there's just so much to learn and appreciate, you know, about the Almighty just from a simple tomato plant.
Definitely. Yeah.
Without
a doubt. It's so cool.
I love that. And a little bit more, if we can, about your story. You say, you know, 15 years you've been confined to this wheelchair, and I'm sure you know you're like Johnny Erickson Tata, who says, she says, Bill, I just can't wait for that day that I can get that wheelchair and throw it back down to the pit of hell where it belongs. but you know, it is it's been a process for you. I mean, you know, here you're healthy and things are rolling along, and then this diving accident. Tell us your story here.
Yeah, I was 20 years old, and I was attending Point Loma Nazarene University on a partial soccer scholarship.
What a great campus that is, Point Loma.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah.
And I thought I had my whole life figured out. I was lucky that I knew Jesus, but at that point in my life, he was kind of on the back burner. I was focused on school and becoming a businessman and getting all these glorious treasures that I was trying to build up for my life, and God was just kind of there off to the side. And when I get a family and have kids, I think I'll bring God back into my life. And I'm on this trip in Costa Rica, last day of the trip, I dove into a dark, shallow swimming pool. It was at night. We had traveled up this mountain earlier that day to look at a waterfall and came home exhausted and tired, and I just made kind of a bad mistake. I grew up in swimming pools my whole life. My mom used to tell me, never dive into a swimming pool, never dive head first.
Right.
And I just slipped up, dove in there, and I drowned. It hit my head on a underwater bench that was there for basically be out of at the pool and be drinking at the bar, an underwater seating arrangement. And I hit that, and I actually drowned. And it was very lucky, actually, that my head started bleeding because my friend saw me down at the bottom. And during that whole trip, I was a surfer, and I was going to the bottom of that pool and holding my breath down at the bottom. So he thought that maybe I was just doing that. But he saw blood, jumped in, grabbed me. One of many, many miracles, he had just learned CPR maybe 2 weeks before. He's calling out, does anybody know CPR? And nobody at the pool knew it, and he was too afraid to do it, but he went for it and revived me. And that was just one of a million miracles. But, yeah, that was the beginning. I was in a hospital for about 3 days in Costa Rica and got flown back to UCSD and did a pretty intensive reconstructive surgery on my neck and turned me into a partial robot with metal all over my neck. So,
wow.
And then for the next 6 months, I was in the hospital trying to figure out what the heck I was going to do with the rest of my life. And during that period of time, I felt from the very beginning, right from the ambulance, that God was just in there with me and wrapped his arms around me. And I never felt that this was the end. It was mm-hmm. very sad, and there were really lonely times during that first 6 months, and I still experience that. I often, people ask me, like, how I deal with this, and I'm dealing with it every single day, so yeah. It's not...
As one friend told me, Mario, she told me, she goes, 15 minutes at a time. Sometimes I just deal with it 15 minutes at a time. I said, yeah, I appreciate that. Mario De Matteo, more from him after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I always say, given the option, why not make it a great day, huh? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you always like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Mario De Matteo continues with us. His new book, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, this is just the illustration, the creativity is... I don't know what I can say. I mean, it's just there's just not enough words to explain it. The Apostle, the Graphic Story Bible, Paul the Apostle, Graphic Story Bible. It is wonderful. But I want to finish up the story here, Mario. When you dove and you're out and your friend revives you with some CPR that he just learned 2 weeks earlier, which goes to show you the importance of even having only 2 weeks worth of experience. You'd be surprised what as human beings can do in emergency situations. So he brings you back to life. When did you realize that you were in trouble, that you were in serious trouble? This wasn't just a bump on the head.
Yeah, when I hit the bottom, and I immediately knew. I felt I was still conscious, and my whole body just went numb. I couldn't move anything, even my arms. And there were so many thoughts that went through in just that split second. My life's over. I'm paralyzed. Oh my gosh, this is the worst. And then I drowned. And I remember slowly drowning, which was a terrifying experience, and waking up, and I think I might have kind of forgot what had happened, and I'm there, there's a bunch of people around me, and then I kind of went back out, went black, and I woke up in the ambulance, and my friend is in the ambulance, and he speaks Spanish, and he's talking to the ambulance driver, and they were doing something to my foot. They were touching it, and my friend asked me, "Hey, do you feel that?" And I go, "No, what are they doing?" He goes, they're scraping your foot with this little tool." Mm-hmm. And then at that point, I knew for sure that I was paralyzed. And then I kind of blacked out again. And then I woke up, and I felt like another miracle. I woke up to a young Costa Rican nurse, and she was praying next to my bed. She was holding my hand, and she was praying for me. It was like 3 a.m. I didn't know where I was. No, my friend had to leave. He couldn't stay there. I think it was maybe actually a whole day later.
Wow.
And then I knew. My dad came maybe in the next 15, 20 hours, and I'm trying to move my arm. I can barely move my arm, and it was just a pretty intense experience to wake up to that. So
here you go from darkness. I mean, all your plans, everything, soccer, school, the things that you thought life was supposed to be, and now you've got a process out of that. Gosh, Mario, I can only imagine what the process must have been like for you. Because now you've got to re-engage your whole mindset and everything with a whole different set of rules and expectation.
Definitely. In the hospital...
And let's just say, assuming that you're going to obviously deal with some depression, but assuming that you can deal with enough of that and still find hope in the midst of this darkness.
Yeah, the depression. I just feel very fortunate. I've dealt with sadness and loneliness, but over the past 15 years, there hasn't really been a moment of real deep dark depression. I think early on in the hospital room, I was just filled with a huge support system, and my parents and family and sister are amazing, and I was given a lot of books. I think maybe how I was raised. I'm not sure how I was able to avoid this dark depression, but I always just felt that God was there. And early on, I was given a Bible and a book by a man named Viktor Frankl called Man's Search for Meaning. And he was a Jewish Holocaust survivor and a psychologist. And that book really transformed my life. Just talked about, in your deepest suffering, if you can find meaning and purpose in your suffering, and if you could find a small bit of hope to hold on to, that can take you a very far distance. And early on, I just knew that God was going to work through this. And so something else was going to happen out of it, and I never felt hopeless. It was always there was something in the future, and that soon transformed into writing and being creative and drawing cartoons in the hospital. But I remember the first time I relearned how to use how to write the alphabet. My hands are, I'm a quadriplegic, but I'm very fortunate that my arms are able to work, so I can drive a car and I'm able to write and type. And the first time I remember relearning how to write the alphabet, I was crying and I was just doing the ABCs. And but once I finished, I was like, well, at least I can write. And that was, I think, an important moment to just imagine a future.
That there was some hope there for you. That's incredible. Mario, the idea of Paul the Apostle, how did that come about?
So fast forward a few years, I was back in college and I was learning. I was in a literature and comparative writing program in San Diego, and I was falling in love with comic books. I think early on in my accident, I started to fall in love with comic books and just reading and devouring everything I could get my hands on. Really, the first 3 years, I was kind of a hermit in my house, trying to. We didn't really have a car yet for me to drive, and I was reading a ton and watching movies, and comic books became introduced into that. And when I was back in college, many years later, about maybe 6-7 years later after my accident, and graphic novels and comic books started to become more accepted in academia. Mm-hmm. And one of my professors was very into them as a tool for literacy for young kids. And I just became more and more fascinated and obsessed with them. And I started to kind of see a vision of maybe myself one day writing and working on one of those. And at the same time, I was reading a lot of N.T. Wright, the theologian, and I've been reading a book called Paul in Fresh Perspective. And that book really gave me a new vision on what Paul was like and the context of the time and this tumultuous Rome and this Jerusalem conquered by Rome. And this whole experience started to formulate in my head. And I had a vision one day of Paul. Right, or it was Saul driving on a motorcycle like a Mad Max killer death machine, hunting down Christians on Damascus Road. And that was kind of the first vision that I had that I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting and different. And I started to investigate Christian comic books and read everything ever made in that genre. And there's some absolutely amazing books, the Kingstone Bible, the Action Bible, these books I highly recommend to every family to have on their bookshelf. They're amazing tools. And I wanted to do something like that, but not the same. I wanted to contribute to the conversation or maybe reach out to kids that I grew up in the 80s with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and He-Man and Star Wars. So that's where the vision started to formulate to make a Bible adaptation with maybe with creatures instead of humans and futuristic worlds instead of actual Rome, but keeping everything to the T, biblically accurate. We had a theologian on board that was just making sure everything was up to par. We wanted to make a ministry tool that could reach kids that might be unchurched and also kids at our church that it was just something to contribute as a tool to the kingdom where a family could get this book alongside the Action Bible and Kingstone Bible and just have a plethora of tools that can inspire kids to read the Bible and to get pumped up on Jesus.
Yeah, well, great job here, and I'm sure there's more graphic novels down the road, right?
Definitely. I was very fortunate. I did that book. I made that book on my own. I was able to work with an amazing team of co-writer and illustrator, a man named Ben Avery, and another illustrator named Mark Harmon, and I just went for it myself with faith that some of it, I self-funded it. But
This is awesome, Mario. I got to tell you, real quick, we got about 5 seconds. Where can they go? Your website?
You can go to graphicstorybible.com.
Or said you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping to turn New Mexico red next year. At a rally near Albuquerque last night, the president vowed he'll win the state. Trump lost it by 8 points in 2016. However, he said his policies have boosted the state's energy revenue since. Meanwhile, as he was holding a rally there, Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren was holding a campaign rally in New York, where she was talking about President Trump.
Donald Trump is corruption in the flesh. He's sworn to serve the people of the United States, but he only serves himself and his partners in corruption.
Negotiators for General Motors and the United Auto Workers getting together shortly to try to work out a new contract. It's day two of a strike against GM. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you take $100 and throw 80 of it away? If you're taking drugstore vitamin tablets, that's exactly what you're doing, because 80% of those tablets are not being absorbed. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, creator of Texas Superfood. Many of you take Texas Superfood daily and feel great. But some people tell us they just don't like the taste of green powder, or they have a problem swallowing capsules. That's why we created our new line of great-tasting liquid supplements. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/liquid. From multivitamins to products for energy, sleep, joint care, and more, our liquid supplements offer the highest absorption rates available anywhere, up to 96%. Imagine waking up after a great night's sleep feeling rested and ready to handle the day with endless energy and clarity. Stop wasting your money on drugstore vitamin tablets that don't work. Get absorbable liquid nutrition from the name you trust, Texas Superfood. Visit TexasSuperfood.com/liquid to get 20% off. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/liquid. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/liquid now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay.
Well, happy Constitution Day to you. Yes, it's a time that everybody, I mean all the public institutions that get public funding, are supposed to be calling time out and having a time to revisit the Constitution. Go figure, huh? That is so needed in our country that we understand what the roots of capitalism, the roots of this democratic republic are all about. And if we're not continuing to, brush up on the facts, I mean, the thing is, sadly, we have new citizens coming to the country know more about our citizenship and know more about the history of our country than citizens who were born here. Sad story, right? Hey, our thanks again to the author of Paul the Apostle, Mario De Matteo. What a great story, huh? And in case you missed it, because we kind of came to the end there very abruptly, as we do sometimes as we get into the conversation with our guest, the website you want to go to for more information and to get your hands on this book, I mean, it is just terrific. It's just wonderful. And the fact that he even self-published, as he said, is very impressive. Go to GraphicStoryBible.com. That's GraphicStoryBible.com. Another author with us, boy, it's a pleasure to have him with us. Stephen King says of his book, it's one hell of a suspense novel. Linwood Barclay joins us now. It's a novel, when the doors close, he's got you. It's titled Elevator Pitch. Linwood, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks very much. Thanks, Steve.
here. I'm just great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. New York Times bestselling author, 18 previous novels. This isn't your first rodeo. You've been doing this. This is all kinds of fun for you. And, I'm in the middle of writing two, and somebody gave me a third one now. So I'm in the middle of writing three books, and I think I'm just totally psychotic over it because it's you go from one to the other. And I've heard other people say, no, you just want to focus on one. And I go, my instinct says that, but it's just that, you know, as you're running and just writing down, as some have suggested, just write everything down. And so I'm writing like a madman. So what's your advice to me?
Well, you know, it does help to kind of focus on one thing at a time. I only write one novel at a time. I only want to have one book in my head at a time, although sometimes even that's not possible because you're often kind of, you may be getting your page proofs back on one book or rewriting another at the last minute while you're working on another one. But as far as creating from scratch, I like to just do one at a time.
Right. Well,
you don't want one character. You don't want one character jumping from one book into another. That's really the problem when that happens.
Yeah. Fortunately for me, it's not. Yeah. I mean, I could see in a novel experience that could create some interesting and crazy dynamics. The particular things I'm writing about are a little bit they're outside of the novel genre. But especially I could just see mixing up characters and having all kinds of fun and going, wait a minute, what is this? Where did this chapter come from? So,
exactly. So
Elevator Pitch has said you've done 18 previous books. So tell us about Elevator Pitch.
Well, Elevator Pitch is a thriller that takes place in Manhattan. And it's about a guy who is dispatching his victims, a serial killer is dispatching his victims by sabotaging elevators. I like to say that this book will do for elevators what Psycho did for showers.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And you'll never quite look at an elevator that again. Our hashtag on Twitter for this book is Take the Stairs.
Yes.
It's a much safer.
Right.
But, you know, in a city like Manhattan, that's pretty hard to do when the buildings are 50, 60, 70 stories tall.
Yeah, when you're in a vertical environment, it's a tough way to go.
it's a vertical city, and you've got to figure that if the city reaches the point where they know it's not safe, it may not be safe to get onto an elevator, then what does that do to a city like New York? It just turns it into chaos. And that's part of what happens in this book, because it also, there's a couple of police officers, detectives who are trying to figure out what's happened, but also a journalist by the name of Barbara Matheson who's trying to put together what's going on with this city, like who's doing this and for what possible reason. And, you know, what I've discovered is, having now written it, discovered there are so many people who are completely freaked out by elevators.
Yeah, exactly.
They seem to present this kind of intersection of phobias. You know, there's claustrophobia and fear of heights, fear of falling, loss of control. And then also sometimes you just don't want to get into a little box with a whole bunch of strangers that you don't know. Yeah. So people do not like these things.
No, exactly. Well, all you needed was a bunch of clowns in there too. So all the clown phobia people do. I mean, you might as well just get all the phobias all in one box at one time, right?
I know. I was trying to figure out if there was a way to get a shark into an elevator without pushing it.
I know.
But that would be perfect. We could get on an elevator full of Pennywise clowns. That would
yes,
be nice.
Exactly. But no, but then you could do something. You know, you go down, it goes deeper than expected, and, you know, next thing you know, you're in the water, you're submerged, and here comes, you start hearing the bass line of Jaws, you know?
That's right.
Oh, Shirley Regest here. So as you are, you know, when you're coming up with this idea, I got to tell you this, to be perfectly honest with you. When I first heard the title of the book, Elevator Pitch, because I'm a business, wonk, so I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, this, you know, maybe this is how to tell your story. So then as I'm reading, I'm going, oh, no, different altogether. This is great. I love it.
It's a little bit like, remember that Seinfeld episode where Kramer wanted to do a coffee table book on coffee?
Yes,
tables?
Yes, exactly.
It's a bit like, it's a little bit like that. This is the elevator pitch for Elevator Pitch. It's about elevators that are pitching right to the bottom of the shaft. And it's funny, when I first submitted a proposal to my publisher, I did just send in one page, and I just said, this is what I'm thinking of doing next. And at the top of the page, it said, Elevator Pitch. And then I felt below that I had to say, that's the actual title.
Yes.
This is not the pitch.
Not the
idea.
So, okay, good. So I wasn't the only one who fell victim to that then.
Well, Well, it's we're having a little fun with the title, but we think that the elevator on the cover, you know, looking down that shaft, so
right.
maybe a sort of a clue to help people out that this is what it is.
Yes.
But and it's funny, you know, I just came back from a 10-day book tour through Ireland and Scotland and England and all over the place. And, of course, over there they call elevators lifts.
Yes.
And so they're thinking, well, why wasn't the book called Lift Pitch? And I have to explain, well, that doesn't really work with the phrase. And I remember going to events and I said to them, how many people in the audience are familiar with the phrase elevator pitch as it relates to, like, business or entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
And usually in a room of 50 people, about 3 hands went up.
Oh, wow.
So it's not as well-known a phrase I've discovered over there, but it still seems to be working because the book's number 6 on the bestseller list over there, so they figured it out, I guess.
Well, that's good that, you know, you go there, and then you have to initially lay the foundation and, first of all, explain what an elevator is.
They know, but it's kind of like boot and trunk. Like, they know what a trunk of a car is, but they still call it a boot.
Yes.
And so they figured it out, and they seem to be liking it over there. Just came out there a couple weeks ago.
Well, congratulations. This is great. So, I love Joe Hill, number one New York Times bestselling author of The Fireman and Strange Weather. He says this novel moves as fast as a falling elevator, hits with just as much force. Linwood Barclay is a stone-cold pro. An elevator pitch is a shameless good time. That's pretty good. I mean, you know, if you can have a shameless good time with a novel.
Oh, I know. That was a lovely quote from him. He just loved it. In fact, I got an email from him, a note from him not long afterwards, and which was, you know, he even said to me, I had totally figured out who had done it, and I was wrong. Like, he just, he got the rug pulled out from under him, or at least the floor of the lift of the elevator got pulled out from under him. So they just did not see it coming. So that was very nice. It was a very nice quote from him. And for those who don't know, his dad is another guy you mentioned, Stephen King, who also gave us a lovely quote for it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he said one hell of a suspense novel, but he says, read Elevator Pitch as soon as possible. It's one hell of a suspense novel is the full quote from Stephen King. So that's awesome. Linwood Barclay is with us. We're talking about his new novel, a novel, When the Doors Close, He's Got You. And it's a thriller and a whodunit. And right about the time, as he said earlier, when you think you've got it figured out, you don't. That's what we love about this, don't you? Does this give you this sense of power and manipulation over your readers that you can tease them and get them down?
You know, when you're writing a thriller, when you're writing crime fiction, it's a little bit like a magician act, I think. So it's a kind of a sleight of hand. You want people to, as they're reading, to look over here while you're doing something over there.
Exactly. Going to break. So we got more from Linwood after this.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, for more information on the show, you know where to go? BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. In fact, Linwood Barclay's new book, Elevator Pitch, is going to be linked on our website. Linwood, how else can people be in touch? The book, obviously, available at all the usual places, right?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, online and in stores and everything. It should be showing up today. Today's the official publication day for in the United States and Canada. Mm-hmm. And so it should be showing up everywhere, which is a very good thing.
Yeah, exactly, and especially in Canada because you live there. I mean, how does somebody from Connecticut end up in Toronto? What's going on?
Well, I was born in Connecticut. I lived just as I was turning 4, we moved to Canada. My dad was a commercial artist. So if you remember back in the 50s and early 60s, all of the car ads, Saturday Evening Post, Life magazine, all that stuff, even the car folders you get from a dealership, they were all illustrations and not photography. Mm-hmm. My dad drew those cars. That was his job. So he was he could do these beautiful airbrush renderings of Cadillacs and Fords, whatever you wanted. Wow. And a big advertising agency in Toronto back around 1959 said, we'd love you to come work for us. Do you want to move up here? So my parents decided to do it. So I was just barely 4 years old, and so they moved up there. And the irony is that once the 60s hit, sort of mid-60s, photography killed illustration. They just started doing photographs for all of those kind of ads. And but my parents stayed up there, and so I've been in Canada ever since.
Wow. Well, good. I thought maybe it was going to be something romantic. Cause I always see myself, never really retiring, but maybe finding some place, close to a lake or, a river of some sort that I could just look out over the balcony and write books,
Yeah, well, as you know, there are places like that in Canada, but you can, you know, but you don't have to go all the way up there to find that.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to, but you know, we lived in the suburbs of the Toronto is where we moved to.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my wife and I, we've been married for more than 40 years. We've always often lived in the suburbs, but even we're right in downtown Toronto now.
Wow.
And,
wow.
But we do have a place to get away to experience what you were just describing.
Oh, I bet. Well, good for you. Well, elevator pitch, a riveting suspense story that'll make you think seriously about taking the stairs forever, as Linwood says. This is incredible. I mean, of course, all set in New York City, a city known for its skyscrapers and vertical environments. You imagine, Linwood, I mean, there you are, as you have written the story here, especially in New York, where everything is straight up and down, and all of a sudden, you know, a Monday rolls along and an elevator crashes to the ground. You think, okay, well, that's a tough incident, and that's one thing, and quite shocking. And you think for a moment for the victims, but then what happens when it happens on Tuesday?
That's right. I mean, elevator accidents are rare, and but they do happen. And so when I say if one happens on Monday, you think, well, that's really awful. Then when one happens on Tuesday, you think, that's quite the coincidence. Then when it happens on Wednesday, you think, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Something is going on. Mm-hmm. When I had the idea for this book, which kind of, I wish that I could tell people that the idea came to me because I was trapped in an elevator or something. But what happened was that there was an item on the Toronto News that the city didn't have enough elevator inspectors. They hadn't had a catastrophe yet, but they wanted to avoid one.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of a thriller about a guy who sabotages elevators to dispatch his victims, it was in my head instantly. I just had it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, where would you set a book like that? And it's got to be in a location with lots of skyscrapers, and New York seemed the only choice. And it's also a city I've been to more times than I can count. So I thought, well, I could write about New York with some confidence. I know the place.
Yeah.
You know?
And you imagine, you know, people at lunchtime, hey, you got the short straw. You got to go deliver lunch to the 46th floor over there and get ready. You know, thinking, well, maybe their meal's going to be cold because I'm using the stairs. I'm not using the elevator, right?
That's right. And you better tell your delivery guy, I hope you have a strong heart because it's going to be, you're going to be pretty weary by the time you get up there. You know, I did some really interesting item of research. I got into one of the tallest buildings in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And this lovely guy who looks after all the elevators was showing me around. And he had a device in his hand that was like a big TV remote. And he said, with this device, he said, I can control every elevator in the building and everything that it does when I'm doing maintenance. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. It'd be pretty hard to get a device like that. He says, oh, you can get these on eBay for $500.
What?
And I thought, I've got a book.
Yeah.
And if those things are out there, now, granted, you would take a lot of technical know-how to how to do the sort of interface between that device and a building's elevators. But the fact that a device like that existed, I could see it in his hand, and I thought, oh, this is just, you know, this may be alarming news for some, but for a thriller writer, this just makes your day.
Yeah, it really does. But then it puts you on the stairs eventually yourself because you realize how vulnerable we could be, right? Including the writer.
Yeah, it makes me glad that when we decided to move into the city that I didn't get a condo on the 40th floor somewhere.
Exactly.
We got a house.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's probably safe to do so. And I got to imagine the elevator union is probably calling you or sending you emails going, hey, thanks a lot, buddy. What are you trying to do to us?
Well, you know, the funniest thing was when I was into this, that the guy who was in charge of the elevator system, who's a real experienced guy, I thought when I tell him what it is that I'm working on and why I want to know everything about elevators, he's not going to want to talk to me.
Right.
But what he said was, oh, yeah, he says, I know how you can kill people with elevators. He was so excited to show me.
Wow. Maybe he has too much free time on his hands. He's coming up with ways how to kill people. Huh?
I don't know. I just that. But this was a guy who knew everything and knew what all those sort of problems were, the potential problems. So he was a good guy to talk to. He was a lovely guy.
Well, great research. And lucky for you.
Yeah, I know. And we can all be glad that he works for good instead of evil, this guy.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. So here it is, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're outside of coincidence. I mean, there's something diabolical happening here in the big city.
Right. And, you know, it's, and of course, this presents a little bit, I mean, I made a reference to Jaws earlier when I said this book would do, or actually, I mentioned Psycho, but we've also been saying this book would do for elevators what Jaws did for the beach. And it's a little bit like that mayor from Jaws who wants to keep the beaches open. You've got a mayor of New York who says, am I really going to tell everybody in the city, you know, that they better not use the elevators? I mean, what will that do here? What will that do to this city? Yeah. And then the pressure is on. It's like, well, suppose you don't tell everybody, and it happens again and again and again. So he has to tell them. And so there's a big press conference, and he tells them, and then they say, well, they kind of ask the mayor, well, at least do you know what's going on and what the, how we're going to solve this problem? And he has no answer for that. And so that's one of the cities that gets plunged into a real mess of a couple of days. And, of course, everything is building up towards the conclusion of the novel, which is the opening of the newest, tallest residential skyscraper in Manhattan. And the developers of that are determined to go forward no matter what. They want this thing sorted out. So we're all building towards kind of a not quite towering inferno, but we're building up to a big finish in this book.
Exactly. I mean, this is like the elevator Titanic here. I mean, you got this magnificent structures coming in, all this money poured into it, and meanwhile, all these other elevators are crashing to the ground. Why would yours be different, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But you know, sometimes you just want to go ahead with your event. You think, we'll be fine. But I wouldn't be spoiling a lot to say that perhaps things aren't.
No.
But this was a really, I have to say, this is a very fun book to write. And, and you know, it was funny, when I first had the idea, I thought maybe it was just so outrageous. I called my agent and I said, I had this idea about a guy who, you know, does this elevators. And she said, oh, my God, she says, you have to start writing that tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And so there was, you know, a lot of times when you're writing thrillers, you want to find this great hook or a what if to get people interested. And I kind of have to do that with every book, is just find a great what if. And in this one, it was pretty straightforward. What if you had a guy who sabotages elevators? And
very cool.
And
we're doing something with clowns next, though. Linwood, clowns next. I'm just saying. But that's
clowns
me.
Clowns in elevators.
Yeah.
Clowns in elevators. Yep.
So what's your next thought? What's your next that's bubbling? You got anything to share with us about what's coming next?
Well, you know, I thought I had my next book all done, and it was a little bit different than what I typically do, because it was a little bit more like a Michael Crichton thriller, if you know what I mean, like who wrote Jurassic Park with that. And then I foolishly told my editors what I planned to write after that, and they were all sort of like, oh, my God, that's such a great idea. We'll wait for that. Please do that next. So, and I'm not breathing a word about that one. But now I'm supposed to deliver a book by the end of March, and I haven't written so much of the title page yet, but it'll get done.
And you told me, just do one at a time. See, and here you're doing two.
Well, I had one ready. I had wrote one last year. I had kind of a low.
Okay, so that kind of doesn't count? Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, I had 3 months in there, and I thought, I'm going to just do this, and I did it. And I think I may save that book for another time, or do it as a sort of sideways book. Maybe we'll release it as a paperback original or something. But this new idea I have is just dynamite, and I wish I could tell you what it was about, but I can't. It's too soon.
No. Hey, look, the focus is elevator pitch. Linwood Barclay, a novel, When the Doors Close, He's Got You. Yes, this is outstanding. You're going to love this book. I mean, this will get you on the edge of your seat. And probably will have you think about taking the stairs from now on, especially, you know, as you say, when those doors close. It kind of punctuates and just has its own built-in drama, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Yeah,
okay.
It does.
Well, remind everybody as we wrap things up, Linwood, where they can go for more information.
Well, they can go to linwoodbarclay.com, which is my website, and I'm on Twitter and a Facebook page, and of course you can start checking out any of your favorite bookstores, and if they don't have it, they can get it for you.
Without a doubt. And of course, we'll link it at BillMartinezLive.com. Linwood, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
It was a pleasure. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Always. You got it. Ciao. Bye.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime.